Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy introduced his new assistants and his shuffled coaching staff at Lambeau Field on Monday. Among the changes, Kevin Green's departure as outside linebackers coach will have assistant head coach Winston Moss work not only with the inside linebackers, but the outside backers as well.
I think it's going to be more of an expansion, so I am going to be responsible for all four guys. I see it's a great opportunity. It's going to be a great challenge. I think from both the inside linebackers and the outside linebackers, there's a lot of great guys. And so we'll look forward to getting them when everything starts up and look forward to having a great offseason.
Moss will be assisted by Scott McCurley, who spent years as an aide or quality control coach. And McCurley says the promotion means a lot.
It's huge. It's huge for me. I mean, for the past 5 years, you know, I've done my job and done it as well as I can, you know, but the ultimate goal was to earn the respect to move up and be a part of a position group. So that's really what the next goal was, and it's great that the coach has given me this opportunity.
Former NFL quarterback Alex Van Pelt spent 2 years coaching the running backs for Mike McCarthy, and now he moves to the quarterback position, and he says he's glad he worked with another position first.
Well, it's huge. I don't think any time you can now see the game through the eyes of the running back and the quarterback, I mean, that's big. You know, anytime you can go outside of your area and, you know, and try to learn and get better, I think it's only going to help you as a coach.
Among the newcomers, 12 years he was an NFL fullback, and the last 6 years he was the running backs coach for the Detroit Lions. Sam Gash joining the Packers to handle running backs, inheriting the Rookie of the Year in Eddie Lacy. Gash likens him to Curtis Martin, a former teammate of his with the Jets. As for his approach this year with Eddie?
Leave him alone. You know, let him run. You know, get him where he, you know, just point him in the right direction and let him go, you know, and just, you know, work on, just talk to him about the little things, you know, part about being a pro. You know, he's a young guy and he's rookie, plays hard, but there's an art to being a pro and having a little longevity in this league. And, you know, I'd like to just show him any little thing I can, because I'm definitely not going to mess him up. That's the one thing I learned a long time ago, let runners run.
Maybe the most interesting hire was Ron Zook coming on board as the special teams assistant coach. Former NFL coordinator who worked with McCarthy in New Orleans. He's been a major college head coach as well at the University of Florida and at the University of Illinois. I asked Ron why he's coming back into the league after a 2-year hiatus as a special teams assistant.
Coaching's coaching. You know, I wanted the opportunity to get back into the profession. I really did. You know, the first year out, I probably needed it, kind of collect your thoughts and so forth. But this past year, I really began to miss it. One of the most exciting things for me is getting back into coaching for the reasons I got into coaching, because I love the game. I love the camaraderie. I love the being around the players and the coaches, and trying to help people, get everybody on the same page. Trying to do the same thing.
One other note with the Packers, and that is the announcement this week by Missouri defensive end Michael Sam, the SEC co-defensive player of the year, telling ESPN Outside the Lines that he is proudly gay. He is eligible to enter the draft this coming May. Head coach Mike McCarthy weighs in on the announcement.
I feel he's a courageous, you know, young man, but my understanding is that he's a talented player. So, and we've always, from day one, talked about our program, about our culture, and at the end of the day, it comes down to good football players. You know, any player that can come here, be a good teammate, follow the rules of our program, which is one, you know, be respectful, and produce on the football field, we got room for that guy.
Apparently some room for former Ashwaubenon Jaguar and Wisconsin Badger linebacker Mike Taylor. He has re-signed with the Seattle Seahawks. He was on the practice squad for a week with the Super Bowl champions. Gabe Kareemi, former number one pick out of Wisconsin by the Chicago Bears, cut on Monday by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. To basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks falling to the Boston Celtics 102-86 at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Jeff Green had 29 points to lead Boston. Brandon Knight had 22 for the Bucks. Head coach Larry Drew says we were far too generous.
You just can't turn the basketball over. I mean, it just puts you in such a such a dilemma. We had turnovers that we just couldn't recover from. And when I mean recover, meaning they were at the top of the floor, and they were just getting the ball and just taking it down, landing up on the other end. So we really We really were hurt with turnovers tonight.
Had 21 of them. The Bucks have dropped 3 in a row. Their record now 9-42. They will host New Orleans on Wednesday and then hit the All-Star break. They'll play without Larry Sanders, the center, out indefinitely. Suffered a fractured right orbital bone against the Houston Rockets on Saturday. As for the Rockets, they won their 6th in a row, beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 107-89. Indiana Pacers over the Denver Nuggets 119-80. David West with 25. The Toronto Raptors beat the New Orleans Pelicans 108-101. It was Detroit 109, San Antonio 100. Brandon Jennings with 21, helping deliver a win for John Lawyer, former Piston assistant, now the head coach, taking over for Maurice Cheeks, fired on the weekend. Lawyer winning his debut.
No, I told him it was going to be an emotional day. I told him that I thought we could play collectively for longer periods of time better than we have. We had to dig deep and play together, and I thought our guys showed great resolve tonight.
Golden State Warriors ripped the Philadelphia 76ers 123-80. Maurice Spates going off for 32 points. Finally, a big night.
I've been working hard like the last couple days we've been having practice, so I knew one of these days was going to happen. So coach gave me an opportunity to go out there and extend it minutes and give me touches, so I had to produce.
College basketball, Kansas State knocks off number 7, Kansas, 85-82. West Virginia dominated 14th-ranked Iowa State in Morgantown, 102-77. 16th-ranked Virginia, coached by Tony Bennett. Cavaliers beat Maryland, 61-53. The Wisconsin Badgers back in the AP Top 25 poll at number 21, following their victory over Michigan State on Sunday. They're also ranked 21st in the coaches' poll. Marquette will be at Seton Hall on Tuesday night. Division 3 national poll, UW-Stevens Point still number 1. Whitewater, the only team to beat the Pointers, in at number 3, and the St. Norbert Green Knights have climbed all the way to number 6 in Division 3. Baseball note, the Minnesota Twins general manager Terry Ryan has been diagnosed with a treatable form of cancer. He is going to join the team in spring training after he takes care of his treatment plan. At the Olympic Games in Sochi, Devin Logan brings home a silver medal for the U.S., taking second in the ladies' freestyle skiing. Dora Howell of Canada wins the gold. Canadians lead the medal count with 9. Netherlands and Norway each with 7. U.S. now up to 6 medals so far at the Sochi Winter Games. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.